I do want to speak to electric vehicles. Look, the electric motor is a remarkable invention. It's very efficient. There are no gears. You drive a Tesla and there's no shifting. It just, the motor goes and then it slows down. Very efficient. But the fuel driving that motor is not efficient. So an internal combustion engine, which most of us have in our cars, is not as efficient as a motor. But the fuel, gasoline or diesel or even compressed natural gas, is very efficient, very dense. Batteries are not. And the fallacy, I think, that our kids are learning is that somehow electric is clean and gasoline is dirty. I'm a geologist. I don't mind mining. But every time I ask a group of students, and I speak about 70 times a year around the world, if mining is clean, no hands go up. And I say, well, how about manufacturing chemical things? No hands. And I say, well, how about dumping chemical things into the land and landfills? No hands. And I say, well, why are electric vehicles clean? And they look at me like I tricked them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're mining and you're manufacturing batteries and they wear out your phone and you dump them in landfills. Only 5% of lithium ion batteries are recycled in the world today. They wear out. So this concept of mining and making and dumping for turbines or solar panels or batteries, when you mine, manufacture, and dump and do it again because they wear out, that's not renewable. And here's the truth. There's no renewable energy. The sun and the wind are, but the things to capture the sun and the wind and create electricity and the things we use in dense energy, that's not renewable. So it's just a different method of collecting energy. And we have to be quite thoughtful about this. I'm not saying it's good or bad or clean or dirty. It's just, it's another component. It has a role to play. Electric cars, certainly in cities, you don't drive very far, charge them at night, no noise, no CO2 out of the pipe there. But as you get a larger vehicle, a Ford 450, or up to trucks or boats or ships and other airplanes, they can't run on batteries. The whole vehicle would be the battery. It's just too heavy to get the amount of energy needed. So there's roles to play. And I think that's the challenge, is trying to end this conversation of this is good and this is bad, and if you don't believe this, you're a denier. That's just silly talk. So different things have different roles to play, and nothing is purely clean. Nothing is renewable. We just have to recognize it's all Earth resources are getting used in our energy systems, and let's be thoughtful about that.